You don't have to live with chronic pain. Downtown's Health can show you a better way. Joint pain, back pain, pain that sits and waits. Downtown's Health offers an alternative with physical and regenerative therapy. Call Downtown's Healthcare at 303-292-9992, now in Lowry or downtown.
Hello, friends. Once again, welcome to Mystic Gary. And I'm your host, Madhumita. And today, I shall tell you the story of Bhumi Devi, the Earth Goddess. Earth has been an abode for humans and several other thousand species inhabiting on the sacred planet. We all know that Earth is a moving entity revolving around the sun. Not only in India, but all across the world, she is considered to be a massive superorganism with an individuality of her own. If we compare the human anatomy and the Earth structure, we will find a remarkable similarity. Even scientists from the past have not shied from stating Earth as a living entity. In Indian culture, Mother Earth is known as Bhumi. She is also known by several other names like Prithvi, Vasundhara, Bhudevi, etc. In most of the scriptures, she is known as the manifestation of Goddess Mahalakshmi. She is the divine feminine who is the provider of all possible resources required to sustain life. She is represented sitting on four elephants, which mark the four different directions in this world. She is the divine consort of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu, in her Vahara avatar, saved her from the clutches of demon Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha was an extremely powerful demon who had snatched Earth from gods and submerged her into the planet of hell. He kept her immersed in the cosmic ocean. This is when Vishnu came forward to rescue Bhumi. He lifted her from the ocean and placed her back into her orbit. During this period, Vishnu and Bhumi also bore children. It is believed that Narkasura was born when Vishnu was lifting Bhumi back to her original space. It is also believed that the planet of Mars was also born during this event. Demon Narkasura had a bone that only his mother could kill him. When Narkasura started misusing his power and torturing everyone, the gods requested Bhumi to intervene. This is when Bhumi incarnated herself as Satyabhama and married Krishna. Both killed Narkasura after that. In Vishnu Purana, we encounter a different story in regards to Prithvi's birth. This occurred during the reign of King Prithu. A devastating famine had occurred all across the world. Earth had lost its fertility and there was almost no food left. This situation angered Prithu and he vowed that he shall cut Earth into several parts and dig out all her resources. This scared Mother Earth and she disguised herself into a cow. Prithu chased the cow so that he could kill her. He kept chasing her until they reached the abode of Brahma. The cow then warned Prithu of the horrendous sin he was going to commit by killing a woman. Prithu then told her that killing one individual for the benefit of thousands of people would rather be a virtuous act than sin. The cow then agreed to help Prithu. She said that we will pour her divine milk all across the world. This shall bring the fertility back. However, to achieve this, Prithu shall have to level up the land so that the divine milk can flow all across easily. Prithu agreed and started cutting the mountains to level the soil. This marked the beginning of agriculture and hence fertility was restored. In the holy book of Ramayana, Bhumi has been shown as the mother of Sita, who was adopted by King of Janak. In the last book of Ramayana, Rama asked Sita to stay in exile as the people of Ayodhya were not ready to accept her back as queen. She stayed as a captive in Ravana's kingdom for a long time and this created suspicion among people regarding her chastity. Rama had to succumb to public pressure and banish her. Sita stayed in Valmiki's ashram after this. Her two sons, Lav and Kush, were also born there. Later, when Rama realized his mistake, he requested Sita to come back as his queen. However, by now, Sita had undergone immense suffering. She then asked her mother, Bhumi, to accept her back and free her from this suffering. This is when the earth split apart and Sita merged into it. In the Vedic text, Bhumi is depicted as Divine Mother, who is the wife of Dayasu Pita, which is the sky god. Together, they created all the other gods and living beings. The Greek goddess Gaia shares a lot of similarities with Bhumi Devi. Gaia is the divine earth goddess who is married to the sky god, and together they form the base of evolution in this world. So friends, that is all for today. Hope you like listening to the story. Please visit us on www.mysticgary.com and follow our updates on Facebook and Instagram pages. Until we meet again, goodbye.
Are you suffering from chronic joint or back pain? Downtown's Healthcare in Denver offers effective alternative therapies that are non-invasive, non-surgical, and drug-free. Start your journey to a pain-free life. Call Downtown's Healthcare at 303-292-9992, now in Lowry or downtown.